Coast Radio News for your Thanksgiving, the 26th day of November, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Florence Festival of Trees will be wrapping up with a live virtual auction on Saturday. It has been a big undertaking, according to the operations manager of the Oregon Coast Military Museum, Jeff Cannon. Cannon says early on they were preparing for the possibility of having to do the Festival of Trees a little different.
This year we're trying to go the digital format due to the closure. We actually kind of anticipated being closed back down this November, so we wanted to find a way that we could still host the event, raise the funds, without losing everything we set up and worked on. And so far this year, it's looking pretty good.
He says this year there were a record number of participants involved, which meant a record number of trees.
The museum is doing over 79 trees on auction. This is the biggest we've ever gone with this event, and we've had the largest amount of variety this year.
You can view and bid on trees at OregonCoastMilitaryMuseum.com. You can also access the live auction there. The live auction will begin at 5 p.m. on Saturday, hosted by KCST's Wayne Sharp. We are just a short time away from the annual Toys for Tots campaign. The Marine Corps Toy Drive will be distributing in Florence on Tuesday, December 8th. Pete Warren with Sayusa Valley Fire and Rescue is helping to coordinate the drive in Florence and says that this year's event will be a little different, obviously, due to the coronavirus restrictions.
So they'll be getting in line, and then when they drive up, we'll request their documentation and see if it's good, and then we will get the toys for that specific gender, age, and value.
Distribution will begin at 11 a.m. on the 8th at Sayusa Valley Fire and Rescue's main station on Highway 101. Warren says due to COVID-19, it will be a contactless delivery.
And we do not want to have anybody getting out of their cars this year.
Documents needed to receive toys include proof of residency, proof the child lives within your household, and proof of the child's age. The Florence area has seen a case a day over the past 3 days, making this the most active week for coronavirus cases along the local coast. Yesterday, Lane County Public Health announced the 43rd case in Florence among the 92 additional cases in the county. The county's current infectious rate is at 11.09%, and almost 41 people have contracted the virus since March. There have also been 41 deaths reported in association with the pandemic. Statewide, the new cases totaled 1,189 and 20 deaths. Yesterday, Lane County's deaths were two women, one 96 and the other 78, and a 90-year-old man. The two older fatalities had underlying conditions. The third is being investigated. The total number of coronavirus cases in the state is 68,503. This past week, the Oregon Health Authority reported that it was the most active week for COVID-19, with 8,687 new cases, a 34% increase over the previous record-high week. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, the 26th, 2020.